Okay, we are continuing with Simon Kufras. So we've been speaking about Tfilas Tashlumin. And we said that if a person made a mistake, or a person was nanas, and they didn't daven one of their Tfilas, then the upcoming Tfilah, they are able to be mashed on the Tfilah, and we said that what they need to do is first they need to daven that which is on the cards, what is the mechuyif to daven right now, and then the second Tfilah is the Tfilas Tashlumin, and we said that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if a person was mahapich and had in mind initially to do the Tashlumin first and then do the Tfilah Mechuyevis second, then they have not been yet to Tfilas Tashlumin and they need to daven it again. And we said if a person just davens the two Tfilas Stam, then that is okay. It's only if you specifically have in mind to do the Tfilas Tashlumin first, or according to the Magen Avraham, it's only in a situation where it was actually self-evident, it was nikkur within your tefillah, that the first tefillah was Tfilas Tashlumin. The example given was when you said Atachin and Tanu in Ma'ariv. Clearly that shows that you'd like that to be the one for Matzah Shabbos and so on. And we said this applies to Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, and we said that one is supposed to immediately do the Tfilas Tashlumin after Shemoneh Esrei, but we said that that one says Ashrei in between. We said in the Ikra Din it's enough to just wait the amount of time it takes to walk down Amos and so on. And we said when it comes to Shachris, ideally a person is supposed to hear Chazar Hashatz, ideally a person is supposed to say Tachanun, and then you're supposed to do a Tfilas Tashlumin. But if you didn't, the next best thing is at least to hear Kedusha, and you know, the next best thing would be just to wait the amount of time it takes to daven Amos and then to do it again.
So just coming back onto the Atachon on top, if you were davening Ma'ariv,
yep,
and you had to do a Tashlumin, so on the first Ma'ariv you forgot to say Atachon on top, is there any point in, or should one say it in the Tashlumin? Because it's not
my case. Right. So what, you forgot on the first one, should you say,
yeah.
I don't think so. As you say, it's not ma'akev. And the second one is supposed to be specifically for the Tashlumin. That would be quite nicker that you're specifically being ma'apach to two. So I would have thought not. In Gimel we say Hodim Mashlim Dehat Tefila Shehifse Dafke Bizman Tefila. So we alluded to this yesterday. The whole concept of Tefila Tashlumin is in the Zman of Tefila itself, Avol Bishosh Ein Zman Tefila Loi, but at a time when it's not the time of Tefila. Not. What does that mean? It says the Mishnah Berurah Bizman Tefila. So Yesh Machronim Shekas Vishot Salei Medali Tiknu Chazal Tefila Tashlama Rag Ba'idenu Isik B'Tefila Sei Ha'ikaris. Meaning, you know what it means? It means literally, you've just finished Shemoneh Esrei, then you say Ashrei, or you waited a time for Daven Amos, and then you do your Tfilas Tashlumin. I mean, it's literally juxtaposed to your first Shemoneh Esrei with the very small gap. But once kind of you're well afterwards, then there's no Tfilas Tashlumin. That's what it means. That is one school of thought. That's the Pri Chadash. But he says, "Aval harbe achreinim hiskimu the af de lechatchila bevadei tzorach lizar bezel ispal tefilas hashlama tekevachat atfila hachiyuvis." Even though that's the best thing to do, that it should be samach mamish to the original tefila which he davened. Aval b'diavad ein ma'akev rak im over zman tefila. The hainim leispal arvis hispal shachrishtaim. Rak ad arba shoyis al hayoyim shuz man tefila shachris the hanetel avur zeschah tefila bizmano. So let's say a person missed Ma'ariv, so they need to daven a second tefila, a second Shemoneh Esrei during shachris. So we say that the only time you're able to do so is within the first 4 hours of the day. The first 4 hours of the day is bizman of tefila shachris ad arba shoyis. That's the time. Okay, there's a concept of b'di'evad. If you didn't daven to arba shoyis, you can get epis l'schar of tefillah ad chatzos. But that's not the zman of shachris anymore. So you would not be able to be mashlim your tefillah. Person with ma'ariv, and then he wakes up, and he davens the shachris, and by the time he's holding by tefillah teshlumin, it's after arba shoyis. You can't do it. That's what they understand bizman tefillah. I mean, there is a schar of tefillah, but it's not schar of tefillah is mana. Kain kasva prima godim, magin gipirim, v'derech hachayim. So that is that second shita, which is more makel than the first. The first one says, and there's only tefillas tashlumin, literally samach v'nira to the Shemoneh Esrei of the tefillah chiyuvis. Second shita says no, as long as you're within the zman that you're able to daven. Ella, shebederech hachayim hoisiv davar chadash, he adds an additional chiddush shalei nisru b'shar achreinim v'hu the im gam tefillah shachris gufa lo yisparad acha arba shleis. So that's the guy who got up late. Let's say Siv Zman Tvila is at 10 o'clock. And the guy gets up at 10:15. So he's going to be davening his first Tvila after Siv Zman Tvila, before Chatzis. The Im Gam Tvila Shachris Gufa Leisval Ad Acha Arba Shois. The Tzorich Leisval Oz Shtayim Kevin Shaisub Tvila. Meaning then he is allowed. And he should daven the second tefillah because yes, I mean he is after Seiv Zman tefillah, the Ikar Zman of tefillah. But being that he is still Isaac in tefillah, you can't say he's not Isaac in tefillah. So according to the Derech HaChaim, we say in this case he should daven a tefillah tashlumin. Vim shachach lispalo mincha. So again, when it comes to Tfilas Ma'ariv, so what is the time up until which a person can daven Ma'ariv? So again, there's lechatchilas and there's b'diavad. So if a person forgot to daven mincha, yesh imrim dimisval ma'ariv shtayim rak ad chatzeis laila shuzman haroi la'arvis lechatchila. You're not supposed to be davening ma'ariv lechatchila after chatzeis. Prima Godim is more makel in that he says that even though yes, you know, one's not supposed to daven after Chatzos, but lemaisa the tefillah of tefillah service is kol alayla, and therefore the gabi tashlumin that is considered vizman of tefillah, and therefore you can daven your hashlama. The until alayis shachar. Shachar for this bal shachris yesh lashlama rak in the ace shemascheles zman mincha. So you can begin your tefillas tashlumin from this zman of mincha gedoyla. Vehu chatzis shah shachar chatzis. The gam sheispal mincha mikaydim as we've always said. You always have to daven the tefillah chiyuvis first. Venimshich zman hashlama b'diavad ad bein hashmashes up until bein hashmashes. Which means up until Shkia. Afilo haya yoyim sheyesh be musaf. Vespal musaf be emsa. Kol, right? You can still daven mincha afterwards. Kol ze etakti min achreinim ladina. Omnim lechatchila yoysen achim b'chol ze. The best thing is, shem lo yispal tekev tefilas hashlama achat tefilas hachiyuvis. Let's say, for whatever reason, you didn't daven your hashlama right away. Let's say you missed Ma'ariv. You're supposed to daven a second Shemoneh Esrei Shachris. And you think, like, I've got to rush off to work. So, you know, when I've got my break at 11:15, I'll do my hashlama then. So he says like this, in that case, shim lo yispal takev tefilas hashlama achat tefilah chiyuvis, yispal oiso b'teres nedova. Because you kind of get yourself into a shaila. Some achrenim say you can no longer daven the tefilas hashlama because they learn that the Shulchan Aruch says, ha'demashlama tefilah shifts in dafke bizman tefilah. That it means whilst you're involved in the Shemoneh Esrei HaChiyuvis, which is mutal upon you to daven right now. But once that's gone, you've missed the boat. That's what he says. So therefore you should daven a nedava, da'ayinu shiyasna v'yoymar, im ani chayiv, arei zu l'chei vasiv, v'lav, arei nedava, v'chein eskim v'prim v'godim. So again, if a person has to daven, what's coming out of this, that if a person has to daven at tefillas tashlumin, it should be done samach v'nira with the Shemoneh Esrei, which you are davening right now, albeit possibly waiting for Kedusha, for Tachnun, Chazaras Hashas, and so on, but you should do it immediately as opposed to later on in that period. They were only misakin. This is really an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. But we are passing that ein tashlumin ella letfila smucha bovad. The only tefilas tashlumin is for the next tefila, the one tefila. So if a person misses, you know, 3, 4 shmanesri shachris min chamariv, and now the next shachris, he says he's not going to daven 4 shmanesris, one for shachris now and then 3 shmanesris to make up the last 3 which he missed. You can only make up the previous one. Ein tashlumin ella letfila smucha bovad shem tov leispal shachris v'lei mincha, and now it's myriv. Mispal Arvish time, he davens the second Shmanesri at Arvis, and the Achreina is the Teshlumin Mincha Vashachas and the Teshlumin Vachain Bashar Tvilus. You can only be Mashlim the final one, the last one. Says the Mishnah Brass, Mukhakas Achreinim, Shein Tvilus Musaf Mayala Hashlama. The Hainoshim Chasa Shachras Beim Shishma Musaf, Layachala Hashlam, Lispal Musaf Shtayim. So, you cannot. It's busy, you can daven the whole day. So we don't say, well, if you miss shachris, so then Dainushim Hasa Shachris Bim Shishma Musaf Layachala Hashlam Hispal Musaf Shtaim. Now you shachak shachris hispal musaf, if they forgot shachris and you daven musaf, Vadain Lay Avar Zman Shachris Afilo Achi Hispal Shachris, even though you're supposed to preface shachris before musaf, but a person made a mistake. And I don't know, they daven musaf first, they can still daven shachris after. It's Misha Shachach Valespal Shachris Musaf Venitska Bimincha. So Yispal El Mincha, Vyachrov Musaf, Vyachrov Shachris. So in other words, the Teshlumin comes last. Musaf is the Zman the whole day. So that's really a Tfilah Yuvis. That's really what's mutal upon you to daven right now, because you can daven Musaf the whole day. Say again, you could daven even later, but at Kama this man has been chal and it's mutal upon you to daven now. So we say that you do mincha musaf, which are the tefillas which are mutal upon you to daven now, and then you deal with your teshlumin. V'mispal musaf kaidem mincha yotza. Fine. We said you're not able to be mashlim. We said v'leim mincha. Right, I'm sorry, we said you didn't daven shachris nor mincha. Huadina fidu mispal al mincha. Gamken layochan lahashlim ba'erev avor shachris. So, you know, you still, even if you only missed one, you missed shachris, you didn't daven mincha, now it's ma'erev. You can't say, oh, taka, I forgot. I didn't, I'm gonna go back and be mashlim. I daven mincha, I didn't daven shachris, I'm gonna go back and be mashlim with shachris. You can't. They only were in the second Ashlama in the adjacent period, in the adjacent tefillah. Hey, like we just said, if you would like to daven a tefillas nedava, which we learned previously means that you need to be mechadish something in the brachis and tzayos, you can do so. And he says, "Menachem shlasis came." This is actually commendable. Says the Mishnah Berurah Maratzav Lachem Mishaya Chayla Eitzhofes Betfisa V'Lehaya Hamakam Naki. The person was unable to daven. Kesheyetsi Yispal Kol Atfilas Shehifsid Yispal Myre V'Yachakach Mincha V'Yachakach Shachris. This is if you do this this Tfilas Nedava. The Imi Yotza Mitfisa. So here we mention this concept that in the, you know, you always are mashlim. The nusach of the tefillah which you're being mashlim is as per the tefillah which you have right now. And the tefillah which you have right now. There are going to be some exceptions to this. We'll see. Avlam yotze b'shabbos v'yomtiv yamtin ad ha'erev v'yispalel. So you're not able to do a tefillas nedava. So at Kama, that you're trying to be mashlim, we said you can only be mashlim the previous one. Legavi, one, the two ago, three ago, and so on, that you can only do a mitzad nedava, and you cannot be mispal a tefillas nedava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we said this is actually a good thing to do. So we've said it's poshut, you're not able to be mashlim. The best you can do is a tefillas nedava. Says the Pri Megadim, it's not so simple, because there are rishonim which say you actually can be mashlim tefillas. Two tefillas ago, three tefillas ago, four tefillas ago. You can. Mitzad tefillas tashlumin. Mechaber is saying he's past Nagushim, we say you cannot. But being that it is in Achleikis Rishonim, says the Prima Gadim, I've got a better eight, so be masna. Make it tonight, be yomer. Even in Hayiv Lispala, like those Rishonim, which say that there's a musik of tefillas tashlumin, even for a tefillah, which was two times ago, three times, three periods ago, Arezu Lechavasi. Vimlab Arezu Linadava. This will be a tefillas nedava. There is a concept of tefillas tashlumin. So lamaisa we pass in, and Mahara says that there's only tefillas tashlumin for the previous one, and I'm not aware that the minig is. I mean, he says teilas iskan. It's good to do this. You know, we've also seen that even though we've had situations where the Mahara says to do this. The Achronim say that nowadays we're not so convinced that we're able to have Kavan and to be Mechadish and so on. I don't think the minhag is to be Mashlam all of the tefillas which a person missed. I don't think that's the minhag. Vav, Ovar Kol Ayyim Velez Bal Musav Ein Lo Tashlumin. You're not able to be Mashlim tefillas Musav once it's already Shkia. After Shkia, certainly according to Mishnah Berurah, maybe according to Hasidim, go to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe even after Shkia, but according to the Mishnah, according to us, once it's Shkia, you cannot be mashlim tefillas. Musaf says the Mishnah Berurah, the Heif Yikra Karbonis, Ukva Over Zman Musaf. So therefore, it is too late to do. He says in 43, quotes in Aruch Hashulchan, Shu Adin Barosh Hashanah, Shaf Sheish Betfilas Musaf Bakashas Rachamim Marubais. In which case you might say, well, didn't we say that the idea of tefillas tashlumin is to be mashlim the bakashis? Mikamogim ikra musaf wa karbonis. The main tefillah was niskan for the karbonis, unisham parim svaseinu, in place of the karbonis, and therefore there's less of an inyan to be mashlim. Zayin, hezid v'loi hispalol tefillah achas, if you intentionally didn't daven a tefillah, ein lo tashlumin. Meaning the whole takana of tefillas tashlumin is only, as we saw at the beginning of the siman, tov, einanas, you made a mistake, you were honest. But if it was intentional, then there's no tashlumin. You can daven in nedava. The ein etzah hidush im mispal isa betfilas mukhala. But here we say, interesting, even though it's officially not the tefillas tashlumin, it's an adava, there's no requirement of chiddush. And we'll see why. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hezid. So he's going to give a couple of examples as to what is and what is not considered to be b'mezid. Umi, shebol v'beis haknesis, samuch la'arvis. Mispal arvis mi ba'oid yoim. So let's say Shkia is at 7 o'clock and they're davening Ma'ariv at 6 o'clock. V'adayin lo yispala mincha. The fellow hasn't davened mincha yet. So they daven mincha 10 to 6. He comes in at 6 o'clock now and they're about to daven Ma'ariv. He hasn't davened mincha yet, you know, which is a very, you know, common scenario. So the guy, he decided to daven Ma'ariv with a tzibur. So that was incorrect. He should have daven mincha, because that's what's mutal upon him to daven now. We're not going to say that this guy is amazed. So we wouldn't treat this fellow as amazed. This would also be an example of a shogeg of sorts. You might say, okay, the guy he davened Ma'ariv, but you can't daven mincha now because He has already made this Laila. Betfilas Arv is like, you know, we've mentioned before, like, I don't know, in the 3 weeks, or in the 9 days, I should say. If a person davens Ma'ariv mi ba'od yoyim, the 9 days begin. Right? You can't go home and have a fleishka supper. Right? I personally usually don't daven Ma'ariv mi ba'od yoyim, and then, you know, by Rosh Chodesh Av, so that, you know, don't want the 9 days to begin, is it? So early. So, you know, he says, Kevin Shekvar so Laila, Betfila Zarv is Mikom Akam Lei, Ela Arv Ishtayim. This would be, again, this is considered to be a mistake, and he's able to now daven another Shemoneh Esrei, and that will be for the Miss Mincha. So I'll mention Yalav Yavi in the second one also. Kevin Shekvar Kibal Alav Resh Chodesh. The Meshach is Kibbutz Yalav Yavi. So he mentioned Yalav Yavi in Ma'ariv, because it was Rosh Chodesh now in Ma'ariv. And now, yes, the Mashlim, he'll say Yalav Yavi a second time. Vuadin in Erekain of the Shabbos, he's Spala Hashnia, Gamken Shal Shabbos. So he missed the Minchon and Erev Shabbos, and now he's davening a Ma'ariv. And he's mentioning Shabbos, the same would apply. The Kasach Renindim Lay Hiskibri Shani Yalav Yavi, Gambishnia Layask. Let's say it's Ma'ariv, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavi in the first one, which we know is not Ma'akev. The person misses Yalav Yavai in Rosh Chodesh of Ma'ariv, he doesn't need to repeat. So Imla Yizkibri Shani Yalav Yavai, so Gam B'Shniya La Yazkir, Kevin Shehu Adayin Yoyim. So you should not mention it in the second one, being that it's still day. Meaning, it's not, we don't see clearly that he has established it as Rosh Chodesh. If he's David Ma'ariv and he mentioned Yalav Yavi, he was already Kizeya it as Rosh Chodesh. So therefore he has to say Yalav Yavi even for Tfilas Tashlumin, even though he's making up an error of Rosh Chodesh Tfilah, but once you've already made it into Rosh Chodesh, you can't daven the Shemoneh Esrei and not be a Mazkir. But if you mistakenly left out Yalav Yavi and you were not Kizeya it as his man, of Rosh Chodesh, so then we say you don't. The point he explains of in 47, he says V'af shekvar hispal ha'arvish shel Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, I mean, like it or not, he has davened the Ma'ariv Tfila of Aleph L'Chodesh, and therefore, you know, it still is, he has established it as Rosh Chodesh, even though he hasn't articulated it clearly in his Tfila. Bira Shai Tshuva Shalechal Alav Reish Chedesh Betfilas Arvis Shekevin Shalei Amar Yalav Yavir Reishena Muchach Shalei Kibal Reish Chedesh Betfilas Arvis. Interesting. Somehow, you know, because he didn't say it, it's not considered to be a proper Kabbalah of Reish Chedesh as such, and therefore we say that he wouldn't mention it in the second one also.
If you miss Mincha on Shabbos in your tashlumin, presumably you would not say
Hatzalah.
I mean, is it Havdol? I mean, sort of.
I think we're going to say that you do. I believe we say that you do. I mean, the general rule is you always daven. You always mention in general. There's going to be exceptions, but you usually mention whatever. You know, whatever it's really you're saying now, you do that a second time. That's usually what you do. But we'll have to see. I'll just finish. Me she spalled the mockim shahya royally stopping bitsaya. So, person davening in a place where it could very well be that this is not a place which is suitable for tefillah. And it turns out afterwards that there was something which made it osif him to daven there. The muchach le'elbis le'benayin vav shetach lach so l'spal l'fishet pasha shayla livdek yishtub checked hu adin the pesheya umezid mikri linyin zeh. Fascinating. So that is considered, he's considered to be amazed in that there wouldn't be a tefillah tashlumin. Din be'ez kishe matzah kvar overs man tefillah su ein li tashlumin achakach. He's not able to be mashlamet because you're a pesheya, you're negligent, right? You should have checked. I mean, this is a gan and there's loads of children running around and some, you know. Well, you're a pesheya, so negligence is also considered to be. Is also going to fix it. We'll have to see. You know, they have cases. Let's say a bachur goes to sleep at 5 minutes before Aleis HaShachar. Oh yeah, I'll wake up in a couple of hours from now, and then he wakes up at 3 p.m. You know, is that considered to be pesher? If you say, you know, if you think so, I really was planning on it, but if you do an action which is, you know, almost inevitable, but we'll see. Okay, we'll pick it up. Come on, it's a shame.